You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Monday, March the 24th of 2025. Right now, bit of a dreary start in north central Wisconsin. It is a snow-covered landscape here in the Wausau area. Cloudy skies, 26 degrees is the temperature. And this is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. As well, you can also join us by going to YouTube.com. Again, YouTube.com, and go to the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube. Don't go to the Civic Media channel, but go to the WXCO channel, because we have separate channels. On the Civic Media channel this morning, it is Earl Ingram, and on the 98.9 WXCO channel, it is me and this program. And we would also like you to be part of the program by giving us a call or a text. And the number is the same for both, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Well, again, winter, we're getting more snow in the month of March than we did in any other month in the winter. Now we are officially into spring, but the snow has continued for the second time in the past week. In fact, second time in about 4 days or so, we got significant snow here in north central Wisconsin. About 8 inches of snow in Wausau yesterday. And we'll find out from Brittany Merlot what number she got in terms of the snow and what we can expect weather-wise. How long will this snow stick around? Is it going to melt? Are we going to get warmer temperatures? We'll find out with Brittany coming up at 8:21 this morning. Coming up at the end of the show, don't go away. Stick with us for the entirety of the 2 hours. We'll have our daily history lesson coming up at the end of the program. We'll talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We'll talk about some of the celebrity birthdays as well. And we will also have our acknowledgement of some of the special events that are being acknowledged today. And then we'll wrap things up with our daily history lesson. In fact, we'll start a new week with our number, I should say our daily history, our number for the day quiz. We'll wrap it up with our number for the day quiz and start a new week with Ian Welsh. Ian last week had a passing grade, had 2 out of 5 correct. We'll start the process of trying to get him that perfect week. Still have not had a 5 for 5 week, but the only way to get to a 5 for 5 week is to get the first one right. Mm-hmm. And that's what we will do at the end of the show at approximately 9:55, 9:56 or so. We give him a number for the day. We give him 3 choices, 1 of which is correct, 2 of which is incorrect. So based on the math, he should get 1 out of 3 right, 33%. And if he's above 33% for the week, that means it's a passing grade. If he's below 33% for the week, that means it's a failing grade. And then, of course, we want him to have a winning week, which is 3 out of 5. His best ever week is 4 out of 5, and we're still looking for that perfect 5 out of 5 week. But that's coming up at the end of the show. But before we go any further, it's time to say good morning to our in-studio engineer and in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. It was definitely a wild weekend for weather.
No kidding. I mean, it's been just Wednesday we had the significant snow. We had somewhere around 7 to 8 inches.
Yep.
I think we may have even had a little bit more snow this time around. But it was actually interesting driving into work this morning. I noticed all the trees. I mean, they are just full of snow, white. And it's actually a very pretty sight as I was driving into work, the way that the trees were covered with the snow. It does not feel like springtime. It does not look like springtime. It actually had that look of around Christmas time. But it was, I thought, a very nice look for the snow on the trees. I mean, the trees really covered with the white, areas around the roads covered with the white. But take your time again, because the plows out there did plow the snow. I was coming in just a few minutes ago, and there was that moment. I may have been going just a tad too quickly.
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden I could feel my car kind of hit the slickness. And where you have that moment where you feel like, uh-oh, you could go left, you could go right, you could end up in a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Just that moment where you just feel like, uh-oh, don't have that grip right now. And did not have that grip for just a moment. Then it regained the grip, was able to, you know, keep it straight and keep it steady.
That's good.
But those moments there where it's like uh-oh, and then I said, well, I think I'm going just a tad too quickly here. Even though, the plows had worked it. I mean, the roads are plowed, but they're still very slick. There's still snow covered. There's still ice covered out there. So if you're heading off to work, if you're heading off to school, if you're heading off on errands, make sure you take that extra few moments, because you're not going to get there if you're stuck in a ditch. And all of a sudden, in my back of my mind, I think, oh, no, am I going to lose it here? Because, you know, you've just felt that moment of hitting that slickness, hitting that ice, but fortunately was able to keep her straight and head in and get here and make sure I got on the air in time.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you got here safely.
Exactly right. But we'll find out how long this snow is going to hang around. And one of the good things about this time of year is, we get 8 inches. But with the right kind of weather, if it turns around quickly, we could get rid of this rather fast, especially if the sun comes out. In fact, I heard earlier this morning when Brittany was on with Pat Kreitlow during Up North News Radio that after some cloud cover early on today, that perhaps we may see some sunshine later in the day. So we'll get all the information coming up in about 8 minutes or so with Brittany Merlot.
I
know that you were on the road on Saturday. Did you make your little road trip to Green Bay?
We did, thankfully, before the snow hit. But no, we had a great adventure tackling our first escape room of 2025 in Green Bay. It was a cool escape room. It was a Western themed one. It was called a Heist at High Noon. And we were a little rusty because we haven't done an escape room in a couple months, but we had a team of six. We were able to work together, communicate effectively, and we had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, because we always have a lot of good times and good stories to tell when we do these escape rooms. For this one, we did cut it close, but we were able to solve it with 6 minutes and 20 seconds left. So
it was
definitely one of our closer calls, but still, a win is a win, and we felt really good about it. And next month, we'll probably be getting set for our next escape room.
If you said you were a little rusty, what does it mean to be rusty in an escape room? What made you think that there was some rust there?
Well, let's see. One thing you have to know about escape rooms is that every escape room is a different and has its unique challenges. You know, sometimes it's the certain locks or combinations that can throw you off, and sometimes there's an obvious clue somewhere just staring you in the face and you can't see it until somebody points it out. which was actually what, the case we had on Saturday, because we were looking for a certain clue and we couldn't find it, and then we had to ask for a clue, and then our game master was told us where it was, and it was so obvious. So
very good. So yeah. Very good that you were able to win it.
Are a lot of fun, but you know, if you haven't done it for a while, it does have its challenges, but we were very happy with how we did, and we're going to keep doing them for as long as we can.
Absolutely. So
it's also a great bonding experience as well.
Exactly right. So coming up during the program, mentioned that we'll talk to Brittany Merlot coming up in just a few minutes. Also going to take a look at the election for Village of Weston president. And the candidates are the incumbent, Mark Maloney, and the challenger is Jim Pinsino. And I live in the Village of Weston. And over the years, there is a business in the Village of Weston that likes to fly. It's basically, it's far-right conservative flag with the messages they put on their board.
Okay.
And I believe, and again, I'm going to have to double-check this, that one of the candidates is actually a person that works at that business. And I got to the point where I avoid even reading it because this business liked to jab at Democrats and former President Biden and others. And it makes it real easy for me to decide who I'm going to vote for when they put a campaign message on their board. And that's what they've done for this election. So I want to talk a little bit about this election and talk a little bit about the candidates and the issues involved with it, because it appears that this village election is being pushed forward in the same way that the Supreme Court election is, where the far right is wrapping their arms around one of the candidates. And I just think that at this time, the idea of giving more power to the far right is very dangerous, not only for the country, but for the Village of Weston as well.
Indeed.
So we're going to talk a little bit about this and coming up. And that'll be coming up after we talk to Brittany Merlot. So coming up next, it will be a look at the weather with Brittany, and then we'll look at the Village of Weston presidency and the election that is coming up in 8 days. Overcast skies, again, lots of snow on the ground, what, 8 inches or so, I believe. We'll find out for sure exactly what we got here in Wausau when we talk to Brittany Merlot coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22, currently 25 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Quick note, today is the beginning of our new contest, Break into Spring. It's a text to win contest, statewide contest with Civic Media. And just make sure that you tune in four times every day. The first time we started the contest was in the last hour during the 7 a.m. hour during Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. We will also do it three more times each and every weekday this week and next week at 11 a.m. during the Jane Matt and Air program, Matt and Air on Air, 1 p.m. during the Todd Allbuzz Show, and Dom Salvia at 4 o'clock at the start of each of those hours. The host will give a keyword to enter in for your chance to be an hourly winner. And then if you send in that keyword for the hourly drawing, you will automatically be put in to win the grand prize at the end of the program. So at the end of the contest, I should say. Daily chances to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 in cash. And again, every entry will put you into the grand prize drawing of a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So download the Civic Media app. That is the only way to enter this contest. And when you do enter the contest, make sure you use the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, the fourth one down, because it makes us look good down to the bosses.
So
the more that you use the WXCO part of the app, the better we look, and we would really appreciate it if you do that. So break into spring, the Text to Win statewide contest starting today, going through this week and next week here on 98.9 WXCO and on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, again, boy, twice in the past week, we have been hit pretty hard here with some spring snowstorms. Yesterday, again, we got nailed pretty hard. And as I said, coming into work, the road's still a little bit slick, even though they're plowed. Take a little bit of extra time. And to talk about how long the snow will hang around, whether or not we're going to get that warmer temperature that will melt the snow quickly, we're joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. I feel like winter has broken into spring multiple times now.
Well, we certainly have got more snow in the month of March than we did in any other month of the year, haven't we?
We sure have. And we were hit as one of the hardest in this snowstorm. I mean, it came in, it never stopped, the wind was blowing, and we were flirting with that freezing mark with this heavy, wet, slushy type of snow. I mean, there are boulders out in the middle of the roads yesterday from intersections and just the slush piling up in different places. It was slick. It was slippery, especially in a transition zone down a little bit further south of us where you could just see the freezing rain and it just spin outs people on the side of the highway. It was rough. And shoveling, too. This is the heart attack snow. This is that heavy, wet. We're all going to be sore. I hope you took your time, throw some salt down this morning and just leave it alone until this afternoon at this point, because we are going to see the sun by the afternoon. We are going to get above freezing. We're actually going to go to about the mid 40s today. I have about 46 degrees. Now it's going to stay breezy. So what it's going to feel like to us is more like the mid 30s. But regardless, those temperatures and that sun are going to start working on that snow as soon as this afternoon. So that's good news because, I mean, we picked up 8.2 inches here in Wausau. 8.2. Whoa.
By the way, have you noticed the trees?
Yes,
I mean, it looks pretty, doesn't it?
Beautiful. But they're also weighted down.
Yes, they are.
Kind of swaying or kind of tilted, or the branches are falling down to the ground at this moment. So they could still snap. We could still see power outages possible from that, especially as the sun comes out and they get heavier and melting and stuff. So but they're beautiful. My gosh, I love it how every branch has got the snow and the ice just rhymed on it. It is beautiful out there.
Are we going to start getting some spring-like weather? I mean, I tell you, we're to the final week here of the month of March, heading towards the end of March, heading to April. Are we going to turn the corner here and get past this winter-like trend we've had the past week?
You know, we're going to slow it down. I say spring really does bring a lot of different wintry mix events for us. So it's not going to completely end yet. But this week, we are going to get calmer, sunnier, dry conditions. Temperatures in the mid-40s still tomorrow. Then we'll hit the low 50s by Wednesday. Then we'll be near 60 degrees on Thursday. But as we hit the 60s and the upper 50s as we push into this weekend, it's also going to bring rain with it as well. So we are looking at a wet, damp, and dreary weekend, which could maybe mix with some snow into our northern areas by Sunday. But I think this one's going to stay mainly rain. So if you think about and you look out the window at all that snow, all the rain over the weekend, it's going to rise those rivers. It's going to be mud season for sure right away.
All righty. Well, what are the details here for the early part of the work week?
Yeah, breezy, becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s. We'll stay bright and beautiful tomorrow, still in the mid-40s, getting warmer for Wednesday. And we'll hit the warmest days of the week on Thursday and Friday in the upper 50s to low 60s. Spotty showers are possible Thursday, and then that rain rolls in for the entire weekend, unfortunately.
But the snow should be gone by the end of the week, right?
I think so. Yep, it'll be gone.
I hope so.
All right, Brittany. Well, thanks again for the information. Have a good Monday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Bye, guys. Have a great day.
That's our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, joins us at 8:21 every weekday morning right here on 98.9 WXCO. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, overcast skies and 26 degrees. Winds are out of the west at 16 miles per hour, gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. The dew point is 20, relative humidity of 78%, the barometer at 29.62 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we'll have an information update, let you know what's going on when it comes to news, weather, sports, entertainment. And then coming up after that, we're going to talk a bit as we are 8 days away from Election Day. And of course, a lot of focus on the Supreme Court race, the State Department of Public Instruction race. And then there are some local races. Of course, we have a school referendum here in Wausau, and the Village of Weston has an election for president. We're going to talk a little bit about that, give you a little information about those candidates if you, like me, are a resident of Weston and will be voting in this election. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, Civic Media app, and on YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO part of the YouTube, the channel. Get that right. Terminology. You can join us. Call or text 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We just received a text from the 715. I early voted last Thursday, our texter says. Check your local city or village office for times. And that's exactly right. The early voting began last Tuesday in Wisconsin. And you have to check with your local municipality to see what the hours are, what the time frame is when it comes to early voting. But no matter whether you're early voting or voting on Election Day, which is 8 days away, make a plan. Make sure you know exactly what your plan is in terms of voting, because there are some significant races on the ballot. You got that state Supreme Court race. You have the superintendent for the State Department of Public Instruction. We got the local races, depending on where exactly you live. I said we have a referendum, an operational referendum in the Wausau School District. And coming up here in just a moment, we'll talk about an election in the Village of Weston for village president. But there are different ways to vote, whether early or at the poll on Election Day. You can get more information about the spring election, what you need to register in person on Election Day, at myvote.wi.com. myvote.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. From local to statewide races, make your plan to be a voter between now and next Tuesday, April the 1st. myvote.wi.gov. Make your plan today. 8 days to go, and then once again, we will be able to take a step back from these commercials. Because right now, for the state Supreme Court race, we are getting commercial after commercial after commercial. And it's interesting because you get all those commercials for that race. And then there's other races you don't get any commercials for. You have to basically, I think, learn about the candidates yourself and to be prepared in order to go out and vote. And one of the elections that I am keeping an eye on is the Village of Weston president. And to begin with, I want to just, and again, this is my experience. And, you know, in terms of the business of one of the candidates. And I mean, you can obviously feel differently. And I mean, it's just the way it's been for me for a lot of years. I mean, I've lived in the Village of Weston for a very long time. And there's been a business there called Patriot Auto for a very long time. And over the years, they have been very upfront about their support of far-right politics and far-right politicians. And they like to put a lot of statements on their board. Instead of talking about their business, they like to talk about politics on their board with in front of the business. And they've made fun over the years of people like President Biden and President Obama and other Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and other leading Democrats, Governor Tony Evers, and others. And basically, and this was before this election, this is the first time I've seen anyone from Patriot Auto actually go on the ballot. And I may have just missed it. But it is said to me over and over again, you don't want my business. You don't respect my point of view. You put these messages in a way that is very much saying that you're saying to me, I'm an idiot. And that, yes, I understand that everybody has the right to put out their own beliefs and their beliefs in the political system and the political questions of the day. But the way that they've done it for many years at Patriot Auto has been one where I got to the point where I have learned to avoid even looking at their board because it would just annoy me. Because when I go home from work, I turn right at Patriot Auto in Weston. I turn right to go to, and I live within about a block and a half of Patriot Auto. I shouldn't let people know. Now they're going to come knocking on my door.
Oh, but, boy.
But nevertheless, whatever. But so that board is right in my point of view as I turn in. But I've learned to avoid it because it annoys me. And again, they can do whatever they want. Their business obviously has been thriving because there's a lot of people that agree with them politically. So they say they probably get the people that love Donald Trump and love the MAGA agenda, love the far-right agenda. But for me, it's always said to me, you're not really welcome here. And I guess if they get enough of the MAGAs there to make it the official auto repair shop of the far right, you can make a pretty good living in central Wisconsin. But now the owner of Patriot Auto, Jim Pisano, he is an owner and technician at Patriot Auto. He is a person that served our country, so I do respect that. He was a member of the United States Marine Corps who served after 9/11. But frankly, again, it's just been constant over year after year after year, these messages on the Patriot Auto sign. And now there's a sign that says vote for Jim Pisano. And it's not surprising since he's the owner of the business that he's going to put up a big sign that says he's on the ballot for village president. But let's look at the two candidates. There was a primary that started with three in the Village of Weston and moved down to two. And now it is Jim Pisano, who is the owner of Patriot Auto. He is the challenger and the incumbent, current Village President Mark Maloney, seeking re-election. And again, the spring election coming up a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, April the 1st. And one of the things, and I was looking at some of the information out there in terms of the candidates and their points of view, and it's very obvious that if you're somebody that agrees with the general Republican idea of not spending any tax dollars on basically anything, Mr. Pisano is somebody that is one that would be agreeable to you. I think Maloney is more of a mainstream governmental servant, willing to look at the areas where government can partner with maybe private interests to grow the village and grow the area. But there was an article back a couple of months ago, Q&A, with the then three candidates for office in the village of Weston, talking about you know, some of the issues involved, including budget constraints. It was the Wausau Pilot and Review asked these questions of these candidates, and they started by asking about many local governments facing budget constraints, and then talking about the strategies that would be implemented to maintain or improve village services. Maloney talked about project cost sharing, partnering services, possible mergers of existing departments. Again, I would say mainstream ideas. Pisano tries to use a slogan called EATS, Efficiency, Accountability, Transparency, and Sustainability, and talks again about inefficiencies. And, I mean, very much the Doge idea, trying to go in there and find where the insufficiencies are, and basically says, you know, you can't be spending any money. Talked about what steps would be taken to attract and retain businesses in the village of Weston while supporting existing small businesses. The current incumbent talks about trying to navigate some of the issues with some of the red tape that's involved, listening to existing businesses, what they believe are ways to improve as well. Pisano talking about just basically buying local, which is always a good idea, but again, not really trying to do any kind of investment to say, okay, instead of going to Menards in Red Mountain, go to Ace in Weston. Well, terrific. Mm. Not really much of a answer in terms of, you know, growing business. Talking about development. I mean, just basically down the line. And I would, you know, Google out, you know, Village of Weston president candidates. You can find a lot of information. But again, the idea that you can just say, we're not going to spend any money. We're not going to spend any money anywhere. We're not going to spend any taxpayer money. We're just giving back as tax cuts to the very wealthy. It's very much, again, I think the traditional far right plan where everybody just, everything needs to be privately done, everything. Yeah. And I just don't think that is something that is sustainable in the long term. Talking about there's a project going on in the village of Weston when it comes to Kennedy Park, which is near DC Everest. Oh, there's a large project at Kennedy Park and outdoor recreation center across the street from DC Everest where the Green Heck Turner Community Center is. And, you know, in terms of talking about, well, obviously you got to pay for that. And Maloney, the incumbent president, talks about the ARPA grant with seed monies. And obviously there's, I think, more that needed to be answered with his response. But Pisano talks about Kennedy Park being a great idea. But it's, he says, I do not support using Weston residents' property tax dollars to develop the park. Well, I kind of think that in terms of that kind of project, we hear so often about private-public partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the village of Weston is going to be a big beneficiary of this project at Kennedy Park. Yeah, there's can obviously be some kind of private investment, but this is also something that most definitely needs public investment as well. But his idea is that his idea is, well, how about 2026 Amazon Prime Athletic Park or something like that? I mean, give me a break.
Oh, brother.
No, but I mean, I understand the idea that, you know, you want private investment. And if, you know, we saw the Green Heck Turner Community Center that was privately funded. But the idea that public dollars never go into something that is a definite plus for a community, I just disagree with that. Again, this is about, I have no problem with battling ideas that, you know, if somebody thinks that under basically no circumstances should public money go to projects like this, fine, let's have that conversation. He doesn't seem to think that public transportation is something that could be done in the village of Weston because of the cost factor, and he's not willing to put that in to the pot. Again, I just think that the political philosophies need to be looked at. We get so caught up often in the show aspect of it. But the idea that tax dollars shouldn't be involved in a Kennedy Park project, mm-hmm. where that is such a positive within a community, I think that's a discussion that continues to need to be had. And again, for people in the village of Weston, take a look at the answers to some of these questions. The time is 8:49. We're going to come right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa. By searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. One other aspect concerning the Village of Weston presidential race between the incumbent, Mark Maloney, and the challenger, Jim Pinsino. One of the big things that Pinsino has brought up is the cost of the new Village of Weston village building, the village hall, village building.
Mm-hmm.
And him and some others had been complaining often about the cost involved in it. The Village of Weston is a growing area, and I would be curious to see, as time goes by, whether or not some of the folks who think that it was too much to spend or too much of a, I guess, too big of a building, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I ultimately think that the idea and the village needed a new building, and they built it. And again, those on the right seem to think that you should never spend any money, that if you spend money involved in government, that means that's less for the tax cuts for the very wealthy. But I'm just curious, in the next 5, 10, 15 years, as the Village of Weston continues to grow, whether or not the vision that was shown by the folks that built this building will be vindicated. Again, it's going to be interesting to see because one of the aspects on the sign, I mentioned the sign in front of Patriot Auto that likes to say things that kind of try to jab at those on the left. They enjoy annoying me and people like me. And they,
you don't have to give examples.
I
believe you.
The sign right now is talking about Pinsano for village president. One of the things to vote for him is that they won't spend the $15 million or whatever it was on buildings like the village hall. Do you want a shack? I mean, do you want a building that is not going to be up to the needs of the village, a growing village? Again, I just think that the thing, I think this is an interesting race because it will say, I think, a little bit about what people believe that government's role is. Should government be a totally passive bystander when it comes to the either growth or the needs of a village? Or should it be more active, whether it's at the level of the old public partnership with private folks, or just more generally, a more robust part of our daily lives? And I know that in this era, there seems to be a backlash towards thinking that government can be a positive good in people's lives. And I think what we're finding out in Washington in the last couple of months is that when you completely kneecap government, it does cause issues in a negative way for many people's lives.
Yeah,
we're seeing that right now with Elon Musk and the Department of Government Department of Government. What does the E stand for? I can't even remember anymore. Efficiency.
Yeah.
It's so goofy right now, I forget that. But I think in this race, you have a person in Mr. Pinsano who truly does believe in the far-right governmental philosophy of not spending any of your taxpayer money, that everything should be privately funded. And I disagree with that. I think that there is a role for government, and I think we've seen that over the last 150 years. If you look back at the last 150 years, every positive aspect of government that has been pushed forward, I would say Social Security, I would say Medicare, Medicaid, I would say that the rules that ended child labor, the rules that ended 7-day work weeks, 18 hours a day, and not getting any kind of overtime pay when you go beyond 40 hours. I think every one of the positive aspects has been pushed through by those on the left. Mr. Pinsano does not think that we, and one of the other aspects, if you look at some of the Q&As that he had with the WASA pilot, is that, you know, the idea of rules, regulations. We need to get rid of regulations. That opens things up in the viewpoint of the right. So, again, I'm curious to see how this race goes because after the last couple of months, does the village of Weston want somebody put into office as the village president that believes pretty much up and down the line with the philosophy of the current far-right Republican Party, the current administration? Basically, that government should not be a factor in any lives, that they should be cut down to the bone, and that people should be left on their own. I think it's going to be a very curious race coming up in 8 days in the village of Weston. Coming up, we have an update on what's going on with the news, weather, and sports and entertainment. And then our number two of the show, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.